This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Good evening and welcome to Capricorn FM Talk. It's the 10th of October 2019. I'm Gamola TC Jauke. Quite a different night today because of the way we've got it framed and how our show looks like. So in the beginning, we're going to be talking about a different matter for the first part of the hour. We'll get to that one. So we'll be talking about the compensation fund and looking at a few things around the compensation fund. So stay with us for that and get the issues and the information we have for you around the compensation fund. That's very informative and very important issues, information we have for you. But after, you can call us on a studio line 087-288-9697 and WhatsApp on 082-654-2446. It's Capricorn, it's hashtag Capricorn FM Talk on Twitter at the Twitter handle Capricorn FM, and Facebook is Capricorn FM. So you can leave your comments there, text us and call us in as you go through this discussion with the compensation fund. You can pick up the issues that you want to ask and note them down. At the end of the conversation, you'll have an opportunity to phone in and speak to the two men that I have in the studio talking to the compensation fund, and we're looking at a number of issues with them. So I've got two guests here that will be talking to about these issues that the Composition Fund wants to talk to us about, the information that they have for us. So let's go through it and see what are some of the issues that we're dealing with. I've got the two guests. I'm going to allow them to introduce themselves. I've got Mr. David on the other hand. Good evening, Mr. David, and welcome to Capricorn FM. You can introduce yourself to our listeners.
Good night, good evening. My name is Ndewuzanye David Kapate. I'm from the Compensation Fund.
All right, so Mr. Kapante is from the Compensation Fund, and we've got Mr. Mafa. Good evening. Welcome to Capricorn FM Talk.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Chaukem. It's Zodi Mafa from Compensation Fund, and good evening, the listeners of Capricorn FM.
Good evening, good evening. So these are my two guests tonight on Capricorn FM Talk. We're talking about the Compensation Fund. Let's get to it. So the Compensation Fund is offering bursaries to youth dependents of Compensation Fund pensioners and current Compensation Fund pensioners intending to pursue identified qualifications. So let's talk about this. What are some of these identified qualifications and which institution are they offered in? Well, we'll start with Mr. David.
Thank you very much. The courses that are offered by the identified universities are as follows. Is physiotherapy, medical orthotics and prosthetics, nursing, occupational therapy, accounting science, actuarial science, and the Bachelor of Medicine and Surgery. The University of Tshwane University of Technology, the bursary there is Bachelor of Technology in Nursing and National Diploma in Medical Orthotics and Prosthetics. University of Cape Town is Bachelor of Medicine in Surgery and Occupational Therapy. University of Johannesburg is Bachelor of Science, Information and Technology, and Bachelor of Science Computer there. And then University of Natal is Occupational Therapy and the Bachelor of Physiotherapy. And then University of Pretoria is Bachelor of Medicine and Surgery, and then Bachelor of Accounting Science, Bachelor of Actuarial Science and the Financial Mathematics, and Physiotherapy. University of Witwatersrand is Bachelor of Medicine and Surgery, and University of Nelson Mandela University is Bachelor of Science in Computer Science. These are the bursaries that the fund is offering to the mentioned beneficiaries or the applicant that intending to study the identified qualifications.
And talking about the identified qualifications, obviously the next natural thing is to say, but who qualifies for these bursaries?
Who qualifies for the bursaries? Those who have got financial needs and academically description, generally youth, dependents of compensation fund pensioner, and then the current compensation fund pensioners, and then who are South African citizens. And then these people must be between the age of 17 to 25 years, currently in grade 12 or completed grade 12, and have been accepted to study identified qualification at listed universities that we have mentioned above.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so what does the bursary fund cover, Mr. Mafa?
Mr. Chauken, yeah, this is a very good question. Because but why put bursary away, but what does it really cover? Do they give me a car if I get a bursary or what? So the bursary covers tuition fee and learning support material. And when we talk of learning support material, we're talking about the resources that you will be required to make use of in order for you to succeed in your qualification or in your studies. So it ranges from the laptop or any other equipment that you might need to assist yourself in coping with your studies. We also cover accommodation. Marobalo, we know that it's a national problem, accommodation. Some of the students, they end up being vulnerable when they don't have accommodation that has been offered to them when they've received these bursaries. So we also offer meals. You know, you cannot survive without anything to eat. Yeah. We don't want to create beggars of our students. They need to be fed well so that they can be able to cope with the stresses that comes with the studies. And we also give them monthly allowance, because remember, we having people who are economically disadvantaged that we are funding, so they need to have some pocket money to be able to buy some other items that they need, like the sanitary web, if I may give you an example. So this will make our students, after acquiring these bursaries, to be able to succeed in their studies, because we don't want to see any dropouts. So because we are looking at the investment that we are making towards these learners, we need to see return on our investment. So we want all our learners that have been afforded this opportunity to succeed in their studies.
All right. So we're continuing to talk here with the Compensation Fund and looking at the issues that are being raised here with Mr. Kapate and Mr. Mafa. This is Capricorn FM Talk. Just 21 minutes after 6 o'clock here on Capricorn FM Talk, and we're talking to the Compensation Fund. We're speaking to our guests here. They are offering bursaries to youth dependents of Compensation Fund pensioners and current Compensation Fund pensioners intending to pursue identified qualifications, and have already spoken about the qualifications that have been identified. Actually, when we're speaking to Mr. Mafo, we're saying, what does the bursary fund cover there? So let's continue in that vein and have this discussion around the compensation fund. Mr. Kapate, what are the eligibility requirements?
The eligibility requirement is as follows. The applicants or students vana va xikolo vathu vano ngoto da bazari va fano va va vathu vane va va vadzulapo va South Africa, and then ba fanelo u va ba chi teya uri ba dadze zi dokumente zine vateyo u vavana certified copies of identity copy or certify wa ya basa vafano vava baswa vane vava va undiwa nga compensation fund vava na vava vathu vonothawo the pension fund beneficiary and then vateyo va vathu vane zvazvino ndi vanoti va pension fund zvichianga uri vo vhuya vahuvara kana vo wana vhuṅwe vhulwadze musi vha tshi khou shuma and then vha fanelo u ita na dzikopi dza u sumbedza uri vhone vha na matiriki vha fano u vha vha na thendelo they must at least have an acceptance letter for studying the above qualifications with the universities that we have identified and then va to vhane vha ḓo tea u ṱanganedziwa kana vhane vha ḓo lavhelesiwa ndi vhane vha vha vho tea vho shuma zwavhuḓi kha ngudo dzavho dza matiriki dza uno ṅwaha kana dza ṅwaha wo fhelaho arali vha na matric certificate or a grade 12 matric certificate and then they have excelled but they don't have anything to sponsor them to go to the universities and then those people they might be also persons with disabilities va holefhali vhashu vhane zwa zwino vha na vha swikelela ṱhoḓea dzi ramba ngadzo vha vhaswa vha tea uri vha rumele dzi applications dzavho uri vha kone u wana bazari.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much there, Mr. Kapat, explaining that part. And we're continuing to talk here on Capricorn FM Talk. And of course, you can engage with us if you have questions that you'd like to put to the two men that are with us here in the studio, to our guests. Of course, you are more than welcome to put through those questions. And you can text us on our WhatsApp number as well. 082-654-2446. Our studio line is 087-288-9697 as this conversation continues. So if we, so those are the people that are eligible to make those applications. Is the bursary renewable?
Okay, I'll take that.
Right, Mr. Mafa.
That question, yeah. All right, Mr. Chauke, once we've offered the bursary, we have created an expectation that we'll fund you up until you finalize your qualification. Mara habe, o feta bang re continue bang ka bursary ya hao, ilo ra o perform right ko sekolo. If you fail, then you failed yourself, you lose out on the opportunity. So the bursary is renewable only to the students who perform well academically. So if you pass, then you are guaranteed that it will be renewed in the coming academic year. So then we encourage everyone who will be awarded this bursary to work very hard so that they can continue with this benefits, this wonderful benefit that compensation fund is awarding to them.
Right. So we're saying it's renewable, and you were talking about in that period. But by the way, when is the closing date for submission of applications?
The closing date for the application of this bursary is the 31st of October.
All right. This 31st of October that we're in.
Yes.
Okay. Can the student undertake employment during the academic year?
Yeah. You know, if you look at the qualifications, the critical skills, the nali an intensive work, the need a lot of time. So arinyako kara a situation whereby the students are not disadvantaged, preoccupied with other things, so other than their studies. So the years they may undertake an employment during vacation.
Okay.
Yeah, so that employment doesn't interfere with their studies.
So
we want them to focus so that they complete.
All right.
First thing first.
All right.
We want them to acquire the qualification, then thereafter they will start looking for jobs and they will be employable at that time.
At that time. Bokapate, you said the closing date is the 31st of October. Will late applications be accepted?
The late applications will never be considered and will never be accepted. Chipingandichi no chauri kareka website ya labor and then re nakazi link zashu zine zava hone Facebook and Twitter re apply re romelengo tabai.
Right. Mr. Mafa, what does the bursary fund, what are these programs referred to as critical skills? We spoke of the programs earlier in the beginning. So why are they referred to as critical skills?
Okay. You know, as compensation fund, we are operating like an insurance company. We have identified this qualification to support our business. So they are very critical to us. These are priority skills that were identified by the compensation fund as critical to support the health sector and fulfill the mandate of providing clinical, social, vocational rehabilitation to workers who sustained occupational injuries or diseases. So if you look, as Mr. Kapati was listing all those qualifications,
yes,
we've got medicine, we've got physiotherapy, we've got actuarial sciences, we've got computer science and informatics. So because we are using system to pay our IT system to pay our beneficiaries, so we need people who will come into the fund to assist us in achieving our mandate. So they are very critical to compensation funds, these qualifications that we are funding through our bursary scheme.
All right, so very, very critical indeed. Let me go to Bokapate again. How do we apply?
There are applications forms on our website, and then we can also download this application form in the media pages, Department of Labor, Facebook and Twitter, and then the applications can be submitted as soon as possible. And then if ever one has got a question to ask in relation to access the applications forms, they can even call our office number 012-319-9264 in order to get an assistance in terms of getting the applications. We are living in the era of new technology. There is no need for you to photocopy some friend's application and all these other things. We have got a website. You can still do it with your cell phone today now and download. The website is www.labor.gov.za. The application, you will find it there under Compensation Fund Bursaries.
All right. So if I didn't use that, where can I submit the bursary application forms, Mr. Mafa?
All right. Yeah. Mr. Kapati, need to hurry more. Fourth Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
Technology is the order of the day. So, and if you look at these qualifications of ours, it's targeting those learners who are performing very well academically. We hope that they are also advanced when it comes to technology. So, but the candidate that like the banle khatego go ka apply la di bursary thing ba ka complete the bursary application forms tseo ba certify those supporting documents, Mr. Kapati asking Adibuleti, but it's submitted Kaposo, more addressing Eladalang, the director, the Directorate of Vocational Rehabilitation, Department of Employment and Labor, Compensation Fund, Private Bank X, 955 Pretoria 0001. Oh, how o khona o ka di tlisa ka letsogo mo addressing e 167 Thabosukhume Delta Heights Compensation Fund Pretoria CBD. So ebile go na le ba bangwe ba ba ratang go dutlisa dilo ka matsogo a ba nyako tlha ba romela-romela ba nyako ba shwa gore di fitlhile. So le amogetse go tla ba bona le lebox mo reception ya rena, o ka kgona go dropa di-applications permit tsa gago mo di tla registeriwa gomme tsa processiwa before the 31st tsa October. Then o tla ba o dirile justice to yourself.
You put it so well there, and that was very clear. But I'm just thinking, maybe someone was rushing to get a pen and a paper while you were still mentioning that address there. Let's go back to that address again for someone who quickly said, I'm typing on the phone, or I'm getting a pen and paper to write it down where I can submit the bazaar application. You were saying the director.
Yeah, maybe we had a busy type and battery phone, yeah, fell.
Yeah, fell.
So, yeah, Utsuri pen on a venom.
Or maybe we was unlock a phone.
Yeah, as unlock a phone, yeah. Maybe we'll be the pin code. All right. Yeah, penny, ega utusa, ukamwala, address, katsile ladalang. The director, Directorate Vocational Rehabilitation, Department of Employment and Labor, Compensation Fund, Private Bank X, 955 Pretoria 0001. Hoba o ka ditisa ka letsogo mo addressing e latelang 167 Thabosihume Delta Heights Compensation Fund Pretoria CBD.
Right. So after I'm able to do that, submit the documents and deliver them or otherwise, when can I expect to hear about the outcome of my application? Bokapats, of course, Bokapats.
Yes. Hangeni compensation fund project in the Kuru. Rena project coordinator ndi vhone vhane vha ḓo pindula vhathu vhoṱhe vhane ḓo humbela bazari. All the applicants will be answered by the project coordinator, but they will be responded to at least by the end of January. Arali vha tshi kho wana application yavho i songo pinduliwa, vha si kho wana phindulo, kha vha tende zwori hai ndo yanga yo vha yo ṱangana na dza vhaṅwe dzine dza fhira yanga. Fhedzi ri tea u ḓivha zwitevhelaho. Ri tea u vha ro apuḽaya kha yunivesithi dzine rine ra vha na thendelano nadzo. Remember, if you apply to any university and which doesn't have a memorandum of understanding with the compensation fund, it is one of the elements that will eliminate your application. Make sure that you apply to the universities that we have identified, and then you have got an acceptance letter or an intent acceptance letter to resume your academic year in 2020.
All right. No, that's very clear, Bo Kapat. We appreciate that. So we're talking here on Capricorn FM Talk, and we're inviting you to also join the conversation. We're talking with the Compensation Fund. They're offering bursaries to youth, dependents of Compensation Fund pensioners and current Compensation Fund pensioners intending to pursue identified qualifications. And in the beginning, we identified those qualifications. We're going to have a moment again and go back to those qualifications. In any case, if you by any chance have missed those qualifications and the universities which you mentioned that they have memorandum of understanding with, where this would be of ease to you to be able to access this information and be able to get assistance. So be going back to that information. Don't worry about that. But of course, would like to hear from you. What are some of the questions that you have for our guests here? What are the issues that you want to raise with them? From what they said about this information, I would reckon this is very helpful and important information. Talking about education in the country is a very, very important thing. You had one of our guests talking about the fourth industrial revolution and the technology, the technological era, and so on and so forth. So that's very important, and it helps with that. So we're talking to Bo Kapat and Mr. Mafa here from the Compensation Fund. This is Capricorn FM Talk. Right, so we're talking here on Capricorn FM Talk, and we're looking at a number of things. We're looking at the bursaries that are being offered by the Compensation Fund to youth, dependents of Compensation Fund pensioners and current Compensation Fund pensioners. And when we talk of current Compensation Fund pensioners, what are we talking about, Mr. Mafa, when we talk of pensioners, when we're looking at this issue and on at the Compensation Fund?
Okay.
Yeah, you'd need that. That there, that's fine. Right.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chokeng.
Yeah.
I think I've been waiting for that question because I know it causes a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
Like I'm a pensioner. Mm. Pension. We think of pension. But in our case, herbole like the CF pensioners, Compensation Fund pensioners, ke batwa ba grilling di khoba lo ba le merekong or ba grilling malwetse ka bakala merekong aba o berekang. So as a result of that, then Compensation Fund iba fa pension benefit because they've been declared permanently disabled, but these people, they can still function. So then re ba fa that opportunity to upskill them or reskilling them so that bakhono ho kabale the potential to be re-employed to return back to work, because re believe hore as South Africa ara tshwana re create batho ba lorong ba depend on handouts, the grants and all those things. Dumela montoing e lorong batho ba tshwantse ba ikemele ka bobona ba khono go iphedisa, because le yona tšhelete a se e lekaneng gore e ka phedisa motho a dire te ka moka ba kgona go di dira nako a e sa bereka. So pensioner e a ere gore motho o jufetse o kry-a mphiwa fela a ditse kwa gae. Meta pensioner because o kry-a the Compensation Fund pension benefit ka lebaka la kgobalo ya kirileng a le mmerekong or bolwetse ba bo kirileng a le ko mmerekong.
I think that's that should be very, very clear. But should it be not, you can engage with us, you can call us and talk to us about what you'd like us to clear for you, whether there's an area that you were not clear on or something you did not hear properly. We would like to clear that for you. We have this opportunity here. So you can call us on 087-288-9697 and talk to Bo Kapat and Mr. Mafa here. They are ready to clear issues that you may have around the bursaries that are being offered. And Bo Kapat, when we started, we spoke about maybe someone, of course, as we were listing, you know, as you list things, sometimes they may go past someone and someone didn't pick up. Maybe we can go there and help remind our listeners of areas. These are areas they may be interested in, you know, when we look all at the identified qualifications and which institutions are offering these qualifications. I heard you say earlier, these are institutions you have a memorandum of understanding with.
Hangeini University Technology at Tshwane University of Technology. And the qualification that the fund has a memorandum of understanding to with the university is a Bachelor of Technology in Nursing, and then there is Medical Orthotic National Diploma in Medical Orthotics and Prosthetics, and then Richita Kapa Ranjini. Cape Town University, Bachelor of Medicine and Surgery, and then Bachelor of Science in Occupational Therapy, and the Angeg University of Cape Town. Then Rachiwe Rangangum Hayani, Valavange Nyagoya Gauteng, Johannesburg University, the Bachelor of Science in Information Technology, and then Bachelor of Science in Computer Science and Informatics is Johan University of Johannesburg, and then University of KwaZulu-Natal, the fund has got an agreement or memorandum of understanding with the university to accept our bursary holders who will be only studying Bachelor of Science in Occupational Therapy, and then Bachelor of Science, Bachelor of Physiotherapy, and then when we come back in Pretoria, it's Bachelor of Medicine and Bachelor of Surgery, and then Bachelor of Commerce in Accounting Science, and then Bachelor of Science in Actual Science and the Financial Mathematics, and then Bachelor of Physiotherapy. Then Richiwea Foot Richia University of Witwatersrand Vets is Bachelor of Medicine and Bachelor of Surgery. And then Richipesela, Yopesela, and Nelson Mandela University, Bachelor of Science in Computer Science. These are the critical skills that we need as a fund, because they assist us in terms of delivering our clinical mandate and social science vocational rehabilitation services to our workers, and to sustain the occupational sustained occupational injuries and diseases. Yes,
thank you, Bokapate. It's very, I was listening as well to pick up whether these are being offered Ange Joburg, so I pick up they're offered in Joburg.
Vo apply kha university dze ra ambangatsa zwione hapa lani kha siatari la shula department ore ndedzi fhio university karto gidimela ninge ritamenze re GS space hapa noni arango amba ore rikoto da vangana rikoto da vathu vane va tote opedza edzi qualification murao mwa miraru na mina vada vathusa health sector or iri thuse or rekonoisa tshumelo kha va shumi vash.
Mr. Mafa, do your performance count in whether you can secure the bursary?
Please come again.
I was saying your results, do they count as to whether you can secure the bazaar?
You mean the results from Metric?
Metric, or whether as you continue studying with this bazaar, how you perform has any bearing on whether you continue accessing it?
That one will be determined by the university.
Okay.
Like the second year, you have to meet the prerequisite for second year.
Okay.
So it's determined by the university whether you'll be promoted to then the second year to continue with your studies.
Okay.
So, and then, but with the acceptance as well.
Yeah.
Into the university when you apply, they also have their entry requirement that you have to meet, and that is solely determined by that particular university. So we don't have control over that.
Okay, okay. So we have a question here on WhatsApp. This says, good evening, Mr. Chauke. Good evening, good evening. This is from Benny Mashamaite. He says, I could like to know if the bazaary is only for specific people, number one. Okay, so it says, we'll hear from Mr. Mafa and Mr. Kapate. He wrote Pakade. It's possible that when I say it, it does sound like Pakate, but it's Kapate. Lastly, where can people around Limpopo or Polokwane access the info regarding the bazaary? That is from Benny from Mashamaita. Thank you very much, Benny. Mr. Mafa and Wakapate will deal with the issues. Let's start with Wakapate.
Benny, the applicant must be South African, and then must be of the age of between 17 and 25. And then the information that you can still access the information to all our labor centers. I think all the districts, they've got labor centers. Wherever there is a labor center, there is an information about this. And then we also indicated that if you have got some difficulties in terms of accessing the applications, you can call our office number for an assistant. And then I have to, let me repeat the number, Benny. I hope you have got the pen with you. It's 012-319-9264. And then during office hours, and then the person will answer the call, will assist you. But all this information that we are sharing about with our listeners today, you can still access your nearest local labor center for more information. And then if you have got an access to internet, quickly go to our website, and then you'll get the information. You must be a South African of the age between 17 and 25, and then even persons with disability within that age group, they can still apply. And mostly we want to cater for that, because we need to open opportunities for them to be in the employment environment.
All right, thank you Kapate. All right, so that was a question. Of course, you could also write in, text us, and let's hear what you want to talk about, what clarity you're seeking. Let's get a caller. We're speaking to Pitsi. Pitsi also wants to engage. Pitsi, good evening.
Yes, Dr. Chauke, good evening. Also, good evening to your guests in the studio.
Good evening.
The question I had, I don't know whether the previous person who texted me was more or less on the same line. I wanted to know. It sounded more like an exclusionary approach to the beneficiation of the fund. I'm not sure whether they can create up for us as to whether any person in the country can apply. Because I'm not sure as to whether, how does the beneficiation work? Does it relate to the descendants of those people who got injured at work as a result of ABCD? They could not further their working career or their studies or what? Because we nationally have a problem of skills shortage in the country. And I think the fund would be sensitive to that issue, that we need to skill our people, empower our people, And to me, it sounds like it's exclusionary. Who actually can apply?
All
any
right.
person across the board from the age of 17 to 25, because the fund would definitely need people who can come and capacitate it, who are not necessarily descendants or beneficiaries of the people who got injured or whatever it was. That is the confusion I have, because
okay.
we need to upskill our nation and capacitate the fund. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Pitsy. Let's get another question before we answer Pitsy's question. We've noted that question. Layman, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Tata. How are you?
Hey, Pukile Mjan, Tata.
Nikon. Three questions. Number one, I just want to check with brothers there as to whether if they don't have the data, because I want to believe that they are in the position of the data of all KWEDA beneficiaries. And if no, if the answer is yes, can they start with the data that they're having of the current KWEDA beneficiaries? That is number one question. Number two, what is their relationship with their unions? Because in most cases, unions have union members are the victims and some of them beneficiaries of KWEDA. And if they've got a relationship or a good relationship with unions, can they approach the unions to assist in terms of identifying these people and help these people to apply? Because some of the people may not have access, number one, to this radio show right now. Number two, may not be able to apply. The last question is, what about those people who are in the process of being declared KWEDA beneficiaries but not yet declared? Because as far as I'm concerned, the process of becoming a beneficiary of KWEDA is a little bit long. So those people who are still in the process of becoming beneficiaries, are they entitled to apply for this bursaries or not? Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much, layman. Those are layman's questions. And the other question here that we have, for someone who is doing grade 11 now, which month should they start applying in 2020? For someone who's doing grade 11 now, which month should they start applying in 2020? All right, so let's start with answering the questions. Where do we go? You want to go first, Mr. Mafa?
No, let
me. Okay, Mr. Bukapata will go first.
Let me take the last question. Grade 11 next year, immediately when you get your June results, make sure that you excel well, because it is the one that will also determine whether you are going to be accepted or you are going to get a letter of intent of acceptance with the relevant or identified university, and then attach that together to our application form. Immediately after you get your June results, start the process, but make sure that before the 31st of October 2020, your application is there with the fund.
All right. Or you're taking that one, Mr. Mafa?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, caller, for such a wonderful question. Yeah. The issue of the database. Yes, we acknowledge that we do have the database, but remember, we are not.